church, say amen. 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 It's good to be here this morning. Good to see everybody that's come out in the house of the Lord. We appreciate you. Amen. For coming today. Make what a great day it's going to be just to worship Him. Amen. We've got several families that are gone this week due to spring break and things like this from schools. And so they're taking this opportunity to get out of town. And so we just pray that God will give them a traveling mercy. And so let's be much in prayer for each one of them. Then remember Brother Raymond Jackson. They've moved him to the Kaysen Road Nursing Home for rehabilitation for a couple of weeks. And so remember him, he's in room number 3. And so be much in prayer for him. Then my sister asked me yesterday, a little boy that's in her grandson's class. He's 5 years old and got tumor of the brain. And they're not giving it much hope, only in the Lord's hands. And she asked us, we'll remember them next week. So remember this family in our prayers. And several others the Lord knows all about. A lot of folks got tests. And Brother Jim, he's got to go the 19th to have his procedure done. So let's remember him and everything go good with that. Amen. Anybody that lifted the hand. Amen. Lord knows all about it. Amen. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Ask the ushers to come around at this time and receive our morning tithes and offering. Ask their blessings upon the service today. Amen. It's good to be here.
Page 150.
Thank you. Thank you. say, much less when you're getting up and trying to sing or anything that's not popular to talk about the blood anymore. It's without the blood and the sacrifice that he made. And you know, like the little lady was talking about coming up here, you know, the Spirit of the Lord's here.
Oh, yeah.
It is mighty real. And you better be careful when you get up here. Because these old people, you know, I believe they can get a prayer through. Seems like no matter what, it's just amazing what a prayer can do. Why don't you listen to the words? Listen.
Oh,
Psalm 73, verse number 28. Let me say, remember Jeff Wigley, too. He's in the hospital. Let's be much in prayer for him with kidney stones. Let's pray for him this morning. Also, while you're turning there, let me make two important announcements. Don't forget, next Sunday is Victory Sunday. Airborne will be with us. And we're looking for a great day in the Lord. And we'll be eating lunch. WMU is having it catered in for us next Sunday. But what we need you to do that's really important is there's a paper on each side of the exit. So if you could just put down your family and how many's going to be eating, that way it'll just give us a ballpark figure of how many we need, 1,000 people or whatever. And so I thought that'd sound good on the computer. But just do that for me. That'll give us an idea of how many's going to be staying. We want everybody to stay, man. Well, this is a big day for us, and that's next Sunday. And so we want you to be sure. I ain't asking you to sign up to bring anything. Just bring you, and let us know how many you got coming with you. Amen. Then also, there's still spots available for Vacation Bible School. If you'd like to help in this, see Sister Stephanie. Amen. She'll sign you up. Raise your hand, Stephanie, for those that might not know who Stephanie is. Amen. That's Stephanie right there, and she'll hook you up this morning. Amen. The Bible said in the book of Psalms 73, verse number 28. Psalm 73, verse number 28. You pray for us this morning. We'll be able to get out of somebody. Get prayer to the Lord. Just clear our mind of everything, every thought, except doing that, to be pleasing unto Him. Amen. The Bible said in Psalms 73, verse number 28, it simply says this, but it is good for me to draw near to God. I like that. He said, but it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy words. Let me read that again. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy words. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, God, I pray, Lord, that you'll move Jeff out of the way for a little while, and I'll be able to get over on the holy ground. Lord, I know, God, that I'm not nothing today. Lord, but you're everything. Lord, I pray, God, as we come, Lord, we stumble our way, Lord, up to the pulpit this morning, Lord, that we not be lifted up with pride. Lord, we praise you, God, for everything you've done, everything you're going to do. Lord, we ask all these things in Jesus' name. And we humbly pray, amen and amen. And you pray for us for just a little while. And every day, if I had a message that I want to preach on today for a little while, I'll be on this right here. I'm learning how to trust God. Amen. How to learn how to trust God. Let's look at that, what he said. And verse number 28. And one more time, he said, but it is good for me to draw near to God. I put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy words. Amen. The psalmist here listens, speaks of his nearness to God. Amen. The greatest our nearness is to God this morning, the less we're affected by the attractions and distractions of this world. Amen. The more we're closer to Him, the more we're leaning on Him, the more we're depending on Him. Listen, the more we draw closer to Him, and the things of the world no longer affect us. The attractions or the distractions that humble us and stumble us along life's way. Learning to trust in God. Amen. Listen, every day, listen to the snares of life that we face. Listen, but I thought about this. The true path to the nearness of God. See, everything in life has got a journey to it. Everything in life has a path in order to get to that that you're trying to accomplish. Listen, but I thought about the nearness of God today. Our neighbor has a path. Listen, in direction that we're reading here in the Word of God. Listen, our true path to the nearness nearness to God and fellowship with Christ is to put 100% of our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, 100%, we've got to learn how to trust in Him. Listen, He said that we'd do that. He'd acknowledge us in all our ways and directions. But learning to trust in God today. Listen, it's easy to say, I believe. Listen, it's easy to say, I sing the songs of Zion. I love the Lord. But do we really, really put our trust in Him? Listen, neighbor, today. Listen, I thought about this. Three things that we see about trusting in God. Listen, in that path that it takes. Listen, that He read here in the book of Psalms. Listen, I put our trust in Him. Listen, the first thing we must do. Listen, number one today is don't trust you. Amen. Don't trust you. Amen. Listen, neighbor, today. That's when we begin to stumble. That's when we begin to fall. And we try to put our trust in ourselves today. Listen, to put complete trust in God. We must stop trusting in our ability, in our strength, in our power. We cannot put our trust in our own selves. Neighbor, today, why is that, preacher? The Bible said we're all like-minded and the natural sin of flesh. Listen, if we'll put ourselves and we'll put our trust in our man-made self, listen, in my ability, in my power, listen, in my strength, neighbor, I tell you what'll happen. Old Jeff, he'll fall by the wayside. Old Jeff, he'll stumble. Listen, and he'll fall today. Listen, I've learned along this path, I don't never put your confidence or your trust in your ability, in yourself today. We can't walk this walk alone. Amen. Listen, neighbor, today. I like what Solomon says in Proverbs chapter 3 and verse number 5. Amen. I'm talking about don't trust yourself. Amen. Listen, that'd be like me taking an alcoholic. Even though, listen, he's been saved. Even though he's no longer drinking. Listen, and me drop him off at the local tavern and tell him to go in there and get me a bottle of water. I listen, neighbor, today. Well, preacher, he shouldn't fall. Well, he may not. But don't trust yourself. No, sir. We got to learn how to trust in God. And neighbor, notice what he said right here. In Proverbs 3 and verse number 5. And we're talking about learning ourselves how to trust in God. I listen. Programming ourselves every day. I listen. Amen, to trust in God. I listen, every once in a while, we'll get on our computer. I listen, there at work or at home, on our laptop, and I listen, you can't get on it. It'll say it's trying to update. I listen, I recompute itself. Neighbor, that's what we got to do. Our brain, I listen, and our self man, we got to learn how to compute ourselves. We don't trust ourselves. Listen, I can't even walk without him holding my hand. Listen, there's not a day. Listen, I can get out of bed in the morning and say, God, I can do this on my own. Lord, I don't need you. Then it's when I stumble. Then it's when we fall. But if I learn, I don't trust in Jeff, but trust in God, he'll give you what you need. Learn to trust in God. He said here, he said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. But notice what he says right here. And lean not unto thine own understanding. Lean not unto our own understanding. Why? Because we know it's the nature of man and it's the nature of woman having to do one thing, and that's to sin. It's just like a pig you take out of the pig pen. You take that pig, you clean him up, and you tie ribbon around his neck, but you carry him back to the pig pen, he's still a pig. Listen, neighbor, we get up under the shadow of God Almighty, and we quit praying, and we quit studying upon the Lord, and we keep resting in the Him, and we keep drawing near to Him. I tell you what will happen to you and I. We'll end up right back in the same pig pen we got out of. That's why today He said, don't trust yourself. Don't trust yourself. Amen. Why? Because we're flesh. We're flesh. You hit me, I hurt. You cut me, I bleed. But if we're to draw near to God, He said to what? Deny ourselves. That's what He said. He said, deny ourselves. Here He said, in all thy ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. Trusting in God means you don't trust you. Trusting in God means you don't trust the flesh. Trusting in God means you don't trust the inner part of the nature of man and woman. But we put our trust in God Almighty. And we pray every day. And when we get up out of the bed, Lord, you direct my steps. You direct my path. And I'll be faithful and do that you have me to do. Learning to trust in God. Learning to trust in God. He said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto thine own understandings. Amen. Why? Because our understandings go by the way of the world. Our understandings try to fit in with the compromise of the world. But if we're to learn to trust in God, we must first quit trusting in ourselves. I realized a long time ago, I can't live it. I realized a long time ago, I can't do it. Preacher, I wouldn't get up there and say that. I'd rather admit it and believe it. Amen. Amen. Why? Because I've learned, Brother Charles, I can't do it without the Lord. Amen. I can't do it without Him. Without the indwelling power of Jesus Christ. He said, lean not on my understanding. Don't try to configure it. But Lord, as you direct my path, you direct my tongue, you direct my hands, you direct my feet, you direct me, and let me realize that I don't trust myself. But I've learned to trust in God. I've learned to trust in God. We try sometimes just to depend on our flesh, don't we? I'm going to tell you, flesh will let you down. We try to depend on our flesh. Trust completely. It simply means this right here. Lay aside our plans and expectations and surrender to His plan. Amen. See, there's a plan and a path that we all try to take. And then there's a plan from God and a path that He tries to lead us down. And we choose every day. We choose every day which one of them paths we're going to take. Amen. And it all starts with who we're going to trust. Yeah. Who we're going to trust. Are we going to put our trust in God and draw near to Him, draw closer to Him? I've learned the closer I am to the Lord, the afflictions of the world and the attractions of the world, they're not as bright. They're not as attractive to the fleshly human being when we got our mind on the Lord. When we're trusting in Him, when we're calling out to Him, I wonder today, who are we putting our trust in? Who are we putting our hope in? Who are we putting everything about us in today? If it's not in the Lord Jesus Christ, let me tell you something. Now listen, on the mountain may be good right now, but there's a valley up ahead, and we're going to have to learn how to put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Not just on Sunday morning, but 7 days a week. 365 days, I've learned to trust in Him. I've learned to trust in God. Amen. Amen. Put that back up for me. Psalm 73 and verse number 28. Look at what he says here, talking about learning to trust God. Learning to trust God with all of our being. The first thing we must do is don't trust yourself. Don't trust yourself. And let me go ahead and kick this in right here. I've heard people say, you know, people make mistakes, people stumble and fall. Don't never say, that won't never happen to me. Don't never say, that wouldn't happen to me. Just because the neighbors did it, don't say, well, that would never happen to me. Let me tell you what happened. You quit trusting in God, and you start trusting in yourself, you're going to be just like Peter and all the others. Amen. You're going to be just like David and all these in the Scripture. Listen, they began to put their trust in their flesh, and they put their trust in the confidence of man. That's why it's important we learn to draw near to God and put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, today, to trust God, you can't trust yourself. You can't trust yourself. He said, but it is good for me. It is good for me. Now, I don't know about you today. He broke it down right here. I don't know about Brother Dwayne Davidson, but I know this scripture right here. He said, it's good for me. Amen. It's good for me. My heart's desire is to be draw closer to the Lord Jesus Christ, to have that relationship that I can have with Him today, the victory that we can have, the blessings that we can have. We've got to learn to trust in Him. The way we do that is don't trust yourself. Don't trust yourself. Amen. Look at what he said, but it is good for me to draw near to God, to get that closeness, to get that closeness that we desire in our heart. And that ought to be our desire, is I want to be closer to the Lord, don't you? I want to be closer to the Lord. He said, I put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. It ought to be our desire that we trust God more. It ought to be God that we put our trust in Him and lean not on our own understandings. Amen. Surrender our whole being to the plan of God. You imagine what a blessing it would be for our life. I'm saying if we all got 100% in the center of God's will. I really don't know if there's ever been a time in my life that I've been 100% from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet in the center of God's will. Amen. I believe if we ever got to that point, we'd be like Enoch. We'd be closer to there than we are here, and he'd say, come on. Amen. But we've got to learn to trust Him and quit trusting ourselves. Amen. What did He say? I care not today what tomorrow may bring, neither shadow, sunshine, or rain, for we're living by faith. Faith really is trusting. Faith really is trusting. The song says, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy than to be happy in the Lord Jesus Christ. Learning to trust in God, it takes, don't trust yourself. Don't trust yourself, then number two. Don't trust you, then number two. Call out to Him. Call out to Him. To learn to trust in God, we need to just call out to Him. We just need to call out to Him. I like what Proverbs chapter 3, verse number 6 simply says right here, talking about trusting in God. Trusting in God. He said, in all thy ways, acknowledge Him. In other words, call out to Him. Pray in the morning. Pray in the evening. Pray at night. Go with a continued prayer upon our heart. If we want to draw closer to the Lord and want to trust Him with all of our power and all of our might, it's going to take calling out to Him every day. He said if we call out to Him, if we call out in the name of Jesus Christ, He said in all thy ways, acknowledge Him. He said He would direct our path. He'll direct our path when we acknowledge Him. In other words, surrender to God begins with our lips. Yeah. Surrender to God begins with our lips. Yeah. It begins when we need more than a commitment. We need more than a commitment to depend on Him. We must cry out to Him. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him, and He'll make your path straight today. Yeah. Right. In other words, today, we got to learn to trust in God. The only way we can learn to trust in God is don't trust yourself. And then call out to Him every day. Talk to Him every day. Not just on Sunday morning, not just on Sunday night, not just on Wednesday night, but it should not be a day in my life and your life that we do not have a conversation with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's there. That old song used to say, Central's never busy. He's always online. Amen. Acknowledge him. Acknowledge him. Call out to him. And he'll make my path straight. Look at what Psalms chapter 55, verse number 17. Call out to him. If we want to trust God, if we want to completely trust God, we've got to learn to acknowledge him. We've got to learn to call out him. I wonder when's the last time we've had a heart-to-heart conversation with the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm talking about when's the last time we've come boldly to the throne of grace and pray and say, God, have mercy upon me, a dying soul that needs help, in the middle of a desert storm that needs a drink of the fountain of life. When's the last time we've truly, truly called out to him? He said, in all my ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct my path. Look at what the Bible says in Psalms. He said, evening and morning and noon. Will I pray? Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud. Cry aloud. Amen. Evening, morning, noon. Cry aloud. In other words, you're acknowledging him for who he is. You know what you are. You know what you need. But in order to trust God with those needs, we've got to learn to acknowledge him. Don't trust yourself. Cry out to the one that can help you.
Amen.
Cry out to the one that can help you. He said, and he shall hear my voice. He said, cry loud.
Amen.
Cry loud. Amen. Learn to trust in God. We do that today by not trusting ourselves. Number two, we call out to the Lord Jesus Christ. We must be ready. We must be ready to give him the keys to our life. We must be ready. Amen. Cason is 15 years old and he's got learner's license, and we got him a little old truck there at the house, and we let him drive it every once in a while. He's getting pretty good at it. But I don't give him the keys and say, just go to Walmart. Amen. I probably make him more nervous than his mom and daddy does. Because I say, you don't come over and drive something, they'll help you. No, that's good. Amen. It's not that I don't think he's a good driver. It's all these other people on the road. But boy, it's hard. When they turn 16, ain't it? We've all got kids. It's hard to just turn those keys and say, here, go where you want to go, wherever you want to go, there's the car. Well, that's hard, ain't it? That's hard. Amen. And then you worry. You worry where they're at. You worry they're okay. You know, you've seen that commercial. You know, parents worry. You know, they, while the kids is out, here's your mind of them. They're going through a ditch. They've done had a head-on collision. They've had their head cut off, and all this stuff goes through your mind. Amen. But, you know, we're going to get to the point that we really trust God with our life. We just got to give him the keys. Here's the key to my life. You drive me where I need to be. You show me where I need to put my foot down there. Learning to trust God is just saying, hey, I'm going to give you the keys.
Yes,
ma'am. Keys to what? My life.
Amen.
God, my life is in your hands. You direct me in the path that I should go, and I'll follow.
Amen.
Learning to trust in God, number one, don't trust you.
Right.
Then number two, we got to call out to him. Every day, he said, call out to him, acknowledge him, and he'll direct our path.
Amen. Amen.
Learning to trust God. Learning to trust God. I know it's hard to do sometimes, but to have true blessings in our life and have true victory in our life, we've got to learn to just give it to God. We just got to learn to give it to him. And he'll direct us in the path that we should go. Then number three. Learn to trust God. Number one, you don't trust you. Number two, you call out to Him. Then number three, we must listen to the Holy Spirit. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Listen. Amen. I told Cason here the other week, we was going to practice run, I guess what you call it. We was going down the road and I said, watch that curve up here. Watch that curve. Watch that curve. I see it, Papa. I see it, Papa. We watched it all right. Tire went off and hit the gravel. I said, I guess you seen it, didn't you? And that's the way we do the Lord sometimes. I've got this. God, I got this. Boy, I'm on fire for God. I'm singing just as I am. I know John 3:16. I know Psalms 23. I got this. I got this. And bam. We done run off that curve. See, Herman, we got to listen to what he said. We got to listen to what he said. It's just like listening to our parents. You know, when I was growing up, Daddy said a lot, and I didn't listen to a lot of it. But now I think, well, you know what? He was right. He was right. Amen. He was right. And that's what he's saying here. If we're going to learn to really put our trust in God, we got to listen to what he says. We got to remember he's the master of the sea. He's the one that can calm the troubled waters. Amen. He is the lily of the valley. He is the bright and morning star. But if we're going to learn to trust in him, we've got to do some things in order to gain that trust that we can have victory today. Number one, don't trust you. Number two, call out to him. Number three, we got to listen. When Jesus promised the Holy Spirit that would come to the church, notice these three things. And I'm gonna preach this later on, sometime or another. I know I will. I got it. I thought about it this morning. But these three things that he said the Holy Spirit would be. He said that the Holy Spirit will be a counselor. He said the Holy Spirit will be a comforter. And another thing the Holy Spirit will be is a convictor. Is a convictor. That's those three. But I just want to kind of hit that just this morning. But talking about listening to the Holy Spirit. So to trust Him, we must learn to listen to Him. Amen. Most of us learn by what? Our mistakes. Most of us learn by the failures we make. But if we'll just learn in our life to trust God. Trust God, Brother Coleman, with whatever we may be facing. We'll learn to trust God. Don't trust yourself. Call out to Him and listen to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Just ask Him, Lord, what would you have me to do? Lord, where should I put my foot down next? What direction should I go in? I wonder today who you trust in. Who you trust in. Then I wonder, are you listening? Are you listening? Are you calling out? Listen, if you'll call on Him, He'll answer you.
Amen.
We're going to ask Brother Robbie to come with a verse of a song. We don't know your heart. We don't know your mind this morning. But my heart's desire is that you learn to trust in Him. Learn to trust in Him. You'll be a stronger Christian. You'll be a better Christian. But when we start to learn and trust in ourselves, you're headed for the cliff. You're headed for the cliff. Let us stand together this morning. Would you come?
Turn to page 44.
What about it today?
Jesus said, I am his.
it.